basketball time at the cue.
A little
the
bit
Cavaliers
of voice.
And the Wizards.
There you go, little Joe Tate bringing us back, because Joe Tate's going to be somewhat remembered, as he is most every year over at Cloverleaf, where he was fondly enjoying the kids at the school. And coming up on December 30th, we've got the Joe Tate Classic. We're happy to be out there in the evening for the girls and boys games against the Cornerstone Christian and Firelands. And to talk about that big day is Scott Malarkey, a 1994 Cloverleaf graduate, but also with Hometown Dental. And one of the, I guess, you're one of the co-founders for this Joe Tate Classic, right, Scott?
Yep, Coach John Carmigiano and myself.
Came up with the idea. You know that Joe loves high school sports, and he's from the area down in there, and was able to attend some of the games, and also it's a kind of way to give back. And let's talk a little bit about that big day. Where are we at? Near number three or four for this Joe Tate Classic, or has it been longer?
This will be the fourth year for the scholarship, but the third year for the annual 2-day basketball event. Right. So it's 2 days of straight basketball. Friday, we'll have youth all the way through our alumni games. And then Saturday we'll do middle school all the way through, and then culminating with Tim Alcorn doing the starting lineups for us and you guys being out here for the varsity girls and boys game.
Now, on Saturday, though, that starts, what, at about 9 in the morning I was looking at, or somewhere?
Yep, it is an all-day event.
And it's all sorts of different, you know, sort of like the ascension of the basketball players, right? You see some over the years now, you probably see ones who played in like 2 o'clock and now they're playing on the varsity, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, and it's been fun watching some of the kids to come back and play in the alumni events. We actually had to get a waiver this year because the fun game for the last 2 years gets a little bit more intense with some of these younger kids that are reliving old glory. So it's been fun to watch, and it's great getting people in the seats and watching our current kids and raising money for a good cause. We've got an annual scholarship that we give out in Joe's name at Cloverleaf for one boy and one girl basketball player. And since the inception, Coach Carm and I have been able to raise the amount given in that scholarship in Joe Tate's name. So it's just been it's kind of taken off, obviously with the help of WEOL and Tim Alcorn and Joe's history here. He loved Cloverleaf, and he loved Cloverleaf basketball, and especially the girls' basketball. So it's been really fun to kind of watch this thing grow over the last few years. It's been exciting, and this year is going to be no different.
Right, and this year, as you mentioned, Firelands and Cornerstone Christian, they're the ones who bring the busload of kids down for the day, right?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. I know the last 2 years, every kid that participates in the Joe Tate gets a shirt, kind of memorializing what we do and who we are. And all the coaches that have come through it have been like, holy cow, we weren't expecting this many people and this much energy. Well, in between timeouts and before games start and national anthems, we play a bunch of Joe Tate clips and kind of all take a moment of silence and just kind of remember the man. And it kind of brings a lot of energy and a vibe, as the kids say these days, and it makes for some pretty intense, awesome basketball.
What do you remember most about Joe? You used to shovel some of his clean his horse stalls on occasion, right? In the early days, remember? Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. So Joe and I kind of reconnected at a barber shop in Medina, and we kind of laughed because his wife, Jeannie, when we were kids, my friend had horses, and we were a couple roads away. So whenever they were on vacation or he was on a road trip, they would call my friend's mom, and we'd go over and help muck a stall or two. And he thought that was really funny. Well, we reconnected, and I'll tell you the thing is his love for the kids and his ability to tell those stories. I could sit in his living room, and I just picture it like it was yesterday. I'd stop over with a pizza on my way home from work, and it ended up being 3 hours just because of just how engaging he was and how passionate he was about all the, and especially the local sports stuff. He knew more than I did with a lot of that. And it was just literally picking up the paper and talking to people around town. He just had a passion for it. And it was so cool to have him around the office. And he was so gracious and so friendly to my staff, and would be the first to like do a little commercial spot for me or a video or anything to help. And it's just who he was. So in that spirit, Coach Carm and I both say the same thing. We'll both do whatever we can do to make sure that the kids know, like, who he was. And he lived in our district, and we should be proud of that, and we should be celebrating him every year like we are.
Right. You know, Joe Tate, obviously the voice of the Cavaliers for many years, and everybody traveling around different states would try to tune in and hear Joe with a lot of his great calls. And I know recently when the passing of Bingo Smith, we were able to play some of those Miracle Richfield highlights from back then there. And, you know, sort of a younger Joe, through the years, always some great, exciting calls. And, of course, his job was to
we
make
play that one a lot. We play that one a lot on breaks, and he comes on glued. So it's pretty awesome to hear.
Right. And, of course, the kids have a chance to have a lot of fun. It's kind of a fun, you know, all-day basketball. The kids that can sit there, and the younger kids can watch the other grades. So you kind of have a mix of everybody kind of spending a day out there. It's through the holidays, so everybody's it's past Christmas. So
yeah.
You know, they're not as intense as they might be. Again, this is a sort of a two-day event. You said, how do people get tickets, or how do we know to get the information about the schedule?
So you can get the tickets at the door. They're $7. We'll take cash. We prefer cash, but we also have a credit card swiper. It may take you a little longer to get through that line. But I will tell you, Karen Tate, Joe's daughter, is donating one of his sweaters where he did his 3,000th game in, and it's in a shadow box. So the Joe Tate Classic has its own Facebook page, and it just says Joe Tate Classic. You can find it. And we're starting the silent auction there because there's been so much, so many people that are trying to obviously get that. So Karen has a letter of provenance with it, and it's really cool. So there's a picture of him in it, and it says Mr. 3000, and then the sweater's in the shadow box. And we are so excited to kind of have that and have that partnership with Karen, who also helps me with the alumni golf outing and a lot of stuff around town. And she's kind of picking up where Joe left off in regards to helping out the Cloverleaf community, so... It's been pretty cool.
That is really great, a little bit giving back. But I can only imagine what Joe would think about having one of his sweaters in a shadow box. He goes, probably at least I don't have to put it on in my drawer, right? Right?
He'd be like, oh, what are you going to do with that old thing? I guarantee he'd say that.
Well, that was it. I think I saw a post about that. I thought, I saw the picture of him in the sweater, and I thought, wait, is that sweater in a shadow box? It's like a jersey or one of those things that the sports players normally do. That's great.
Hey, perfect for a late Christmas present for someone's man cave.
Sounds
great. I will tell you that.
Again, the Joe Tate Classic coming up Saturday, December 30th is the big day that we'll have the broadcast on in the evening. But, of course, it begins on Friday the 29th as well. You can find out more at the Joe Tate Classic Facebook page. Scott Malarkey from Hometown Dental joining us this morning. Appreciate your time, Scott. Thanks for what you do, and glad to chat with you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.